Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Harrington, who's CEO of Zephyr Energy. How are you today, Colin?
Very well, Zach. How are you?
Right. I'm speaking to you. You're over there in the States, DC, but the action today, as far as Zephyr is concerned, or the RNS, is slightly west of where you are at the moment.
Correct. It's a continued progress on our project in Utah, which we're looking to spud at the end of this year. And we've announced an update that covers a few key, few important topics. First and foremost being part of this drill is funded by a Department of Energy grant. And the first tranche of funding from that we received yesterday. So it helps us kick off some of our efforts. The second piece of news I think is equally important from my standpoint, and that is we've hired the drilling manager from Fidelity Exploration, who's drilled more wells in this basin than anyone else out there. Had a very successful track record using much less information than we have today, but he's drilled some great wells throughout the basin, and he's coming on board to help us ensure both the safe and successful launch to this project. So those two key things are very exciting. And we also look forward to, continued progress. We've got tenders out for bids for things like rig contracts now, and we're pushing forward on many fronts. So overall, it's onwards and upwards for the next few months.
Right, you're over there in the States. What's the atmosphere in the sort of COVID world that you've got, or we've all got at the moment? How is it in the oil and gas space?
Well, just in general, obviously, it's very difficult times. I think we've had some measure of control here, but I think everybody's looking at the winter and hoping things don't get much worse. And obviously, we have an unusual political climate, to say the least, as well. But in terms of operations here, we are in the middle of, what's essentially high desert in Utah without much around in terms of towns or populations. So from a service standpoint, from an operational standpoint, I think it's business as usual right now. But obviously, safety is our first concern, and we'll make sure that in doing this, that we'll be able to undertake operations without any risk to our employees and contractors.
Right. Those people who sort of follow small cap stocks and have done their in-depth homework will have worked out that Zephyr Energy used to be Rose Petroleum, which is a name that might strike up mixed feelings. How did you come to the company, and what is your background in terms of that?
So my background is oil and gas, and I was on the investment management and investment banking side, but primarily in the private space. There were a lot of things, particularly in the last decade, about U.S. listed public E&Ps that I couldn't get comfortable with, from an incredible use of leverage and bloated balance sheets, to a real focus on volumes that while the headline numbers might look great, the economics could be terrible underneath. Similarly, management comp structures, misaligned with shareholder interests, all of those things were problems to me. So I've been investing primarily with a cash flow focus on private opportunities, but I had known Rose, I'd seen it over the years, and was always intrigued that buried in this company, and they had spent quite a bit of money putting the Utah position together and putting together a great 3D seismic shoot across that acreage. But it seemed to be buried among other things in other geographies, other sectors. But as I watched it and saw a company with a minuscule market cap compared to what the value could be just within Utah, I ultimately wound up buying in as an investor first, joining the board. Then over the last year have helped execute a pretty wholesale change there. So four of the five board members at the company are now new. We've augmented management, changed things out there, and we've really stripped away all of the old pieces that were part of Rose, Cuban opportunities, Mexican minerals and gold and so forth. So now we're just 100% focused on the upstream business in the US, Rocky Mountain region. And our first task, obviously, is to try to realize some value out of the Paradox Basin asset. It's hard when you're a tiny market cap company and wells can be very expensive, $6 million plus, which is why this relationship and the grant funding that we've gotten from the University of Utah has been so important, because it lets us, on a non-dilutive basis, begin to crack the code here, to go in and drill a well this fall. It's 2/3 of it or more funded by the U.S. government on a non-dilutive basis, as I said. Lets us go in and do the first part of this well and get the data that we need to de-risk the remaining bits of this project. So we think we've cracked the code and that we are pushing forward to beginning to realize the value that I saw within Rose when we first came in. And I think it's really important to say that I look at this from an investment and from the investor standpoint. We're still very significant shareholders, the largest shareholders in this company. The board is highly aligned with its other shareholders, and we look at everything in that light. That we're here to make the choices and do the hard work to increase shareholder value for everybody.
Colin Harrington, CEO at Zephyr Energy. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.